Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Again, young listeners, I'm so glad you've returned. Today our quest continues with more still to be learned. With tournaments and jousting and friendly competitions, today you'll get to hear about medieval knight traditions. Amidst the fun and games there lurks a new and dangerous foe, an enemy to Camelot, whom Arthur used to know. So let's get started. Settle in. We don't want to be late. We're needed back in Camelot, where noble knights await.
All right, Mom. I'm done with breakfast. I'm full.
What? Already? But it's Pancake Saturday. You always want seconds.
What can I say? I'm stuffed. Thanks, Mom.
Whoa, wait a minute. Where are you rushing off to?
Camelot!
Very funny.
Seriously, I found a penny that magically transports me to Camelot, where I get to hang out with all my new friends, Merlin and Pen and the Knights of Camelot.
Pen?
That's King Arthur. It's his nickname, but you wouldn't know that.
Okay, whatever you say, Isla. Just put your plate in the sink.
Thanks, Mom. Now, where's that lucky penny? Ah, here it is. Find a penny. Hold it tight. I wish for Camelot with all my might.
There you are. You're just in time. To miss this day would be a crime.
Hi, Merlin. Glad to be back in Camelot. What's going on today?
Look around at this display. A tournament is here today. Many came from far and wide, with lots of skill and lots of pride. They'll test their strength and skill and might. The winner here shall become a knight.
Oh, this is so exciting. It's just like medieval times.
Medieval times, you say?
Oh, yeah. Medieval times is a restaurant we have back home where they reenact tournaments like this. Only here, it's the real deal.
Yes, today you'll witness the real deal, as you say. But first, you must look the part.
Whoa! Armor on? But wait, I'm not competing today, am I?
No, you're not ready yet, but you are one of King Arthur's knights, so you must don your armor at these events. Now come on, there's someone I want you to meet.
Who?
The knight who is favored to win today. His name is Lancelot.
Lancelot? As in the Lancelot? King Arthur's closest friend and greatest knight?
Yes, but remember, none of that has happened yet, so shh.
I promise I won't say anything.
Ah, here he is now. Lancelot, the name on everyone's lips.
Why, Merlin, I am but a humble knight. A few tourney wins means nothing compared to the great knights of Arthur's Round Table.
But you will be. I mean, I didn't say anything.
What's that, young lady knight?
Let me introduce you to Isla. She was recently knighted by King Arthur himself.
What an honor to be in the presence of a knight of King Arthur's.
Thank you, Lancelot. Pen, I mean King Arthur, is a pretty great guy, as I'm sure you'll learn.
I've actually met King Arthur. A few years ago, he and his brother, Sir Kay, came to my village as young knights in training to watch a tournament. He was very kind. I told him I dreamed of becoming a knight one day, and he spent the afternoon sparring with me. So much fun.
Oh, this sounds familiar. That's how I met him, too. Do you think he meets all his friends at sparrings?
Maybe. He could have ignored me back then. I was easily the poorest kid in the village. But he said if I believed in myself and always used might for right, that one day I'd most certainly become a knight. And now look, he's the king!
I think you'll find he's much the same, humble and unchanged by fame. But things are different than before, and now he's tasked with so much more. He needs a knight strong and true. If fates allow, let it be you.
I believe in you, Lancelot.
Thank you. The competition is so fierce. Everyone's here to compete for a single spot at King Arthur's Round Table. I will fight with honor and respect the outcome of the tournament, even if I don't win.
And you won't.
Maligant.
Maligant? What kind of a name is Maligant?
Looky who it is, little Lancelot. My competition, eh? If you're talking about what you'll do when you don't win, you've already admitted defeat.
I said if I don't win, not when. What are you even doing here, Maligant? You really want a spot at King Arthur's Round Table?
Of course. I'm here to win the knighthood from King Arthur. Just sorry to see that you've come all this way to lose.
You're not being very nice.
And what do I care what you think, girl? Hanging out with the old wizard I see? What poor company.
Maligant, the pleasure is not mine to meet you again. Today's tournament is all about honor and fairness. No wicked ways will be allowed in King Arthur's court.
Oh, please, I know all about Arthur and his noble knights. That'll change when I win my spot. Everyone knows that real wars are won by real warriors. Mercy is for the weak.
Just because a knight shows mercy or kindness doesn't mean he isn't a real warrior.
Seriously, who is this girl? And why are you wearing armor? Do you think you're a knight or something?
I know I'm a knight of King Arthur's Round Table.
Sure, a girl knight. Now I've heard it all. Everyone knows girls can't fight.
Isla is a knight of Camelot, Maligant. She has proven her worth. Today we will measure yours. Come along, Isla, the tournament is starting.
Whatever you say, old man. Eat my horse's dust.
Ugh, Maligant is awful. Lancelot, you have to beat him today. Good luck.
Thanks. Don't worry, Isla. I shall defeat him. I must go prepare. Farewell for now.
Merlin, why is that Maligant guy in such a bad mood?
Oh, Isla, 'tis a long story. Years ago, Maligant was raised here at court and was close with Arthur's father, King Uther. Many believed Maligant would be named the next king of Camelot. Until Arthur miraculously pulled the sword from the stone and became the rightful heir. Maligant blamed Arthur and tried to attack him, and then he was banished from court.
I mean, I do get why Maligant would be upset since Arthur gained so much while he lost everything, but it's not Arthur's fault.
In many ways, it's very sad to lose the future he once had. Right now, he's filled with lots of hate, but he can change. It's not too late.
I wish there was something I could do to help Maligant and Arthur mend their relationship.
Maligant could have stayed at court and become a knight for King Arthur, but he let his anger win. And now he's taking it out at this tournament, which I must say is really heating up.
Merlin, what does Lancelot have to do to win the spot at King Arthur's Round Table?
Well, tournaments like this have many events, from jousting to sword fighting, wrestling to archery. The knights will compete against each other in these different events. Whichever knight has the most wins, proving their bravery and skill, and defeats their toughest competitor in a final battle, wins.
I really hope Lancelot wins.
Hope, dear Isla, with all your heart, for the jousting is now about to start.
And now the jousting portion of the competition shall begin. And the winner of the joust is Lancelot.
Lancelot won the joust. Hooray! I could never do that.
I think you could.
I don't know. Maybe I could.
Isla, Merlin, you're here.
Yes, we're here. This tournament is nerve-wracking. Aren't you competing too, Kay?
No, I just like to have fun and keep the competitors on their toes. Plus, rumor has it I'm the best archer in Camelot, so I wouldn't want to crush anybody's dreams.
Why am I not surprised to hear that?
Time for the archery and knife-throwing competitions! And the winner is... Lancelot!
Lancelot wins again! I hope he wins the whole thing.
He's a good one, that Lance. I'm not supposed to play favorites, but I'm rooting for him too.
And now for the wrestling competition. Maligant takes the win!
No! Maligant won!
It's just one event, Isla. There's much more to go.
Maligant? Did he just say Maligant?
Yes, he's on a tear.
Maligant is banned from competing today. He should not have been allowed entry to this tournament. We must tell Arthur now. Come on! There's my brother! Arthur! Arthur!
Isla! Merlin! Kay! Are you enjoying the events? So many great potential new knights, don't you think?
Well...
There are many great potential knights here, brother. And yet, one dishonorable one, too. Did you know that Maligant is here?
Yeah, Maligant. I thought I heard his name.
He can't be allowed to compete. What if he wins the tournament? It cannot be allowed.
I can't ban Maligant from competing, Kay. Unless, did Maligant threaten anyone?
No, but he was very rude to Lancelot.
Well, rudeness, while not nice, isn't a cause for banishment. My newest knight, Isla, what say you? Do you think Maligant shouldn't be allowed to compete?
It's not an easy choice. Maligant may have made mistakes in the past, but he deserves a second chance. I think underneath his anger, he's just hurting. And banning him from competing today will only make him angrier.
Well said.
A true and kind knight you are, dear Isla.
Really, brother? You're going to listen to Isla when she doesn't know Maligant like we do? The winner of this tournament becomes a knight in your court. You really want that to potentially be Maligant?
It is not for me to say. Fate is now in this tournament's hands.
And with that, we have our final battle set. A sword fighting match between Lancelot and Maligant.
Looks like we shall see soon enough who will join my court. Have faith this shall end for the best, my friends.
You're the king! Surely you can do something. If you won't see sense, brother, then perhaps Lancelot will refuse to fight Maligant.
Well, here comes Lancelot right now. Let's ask him what he thinks.
We meet again, dear friends. And King Arthur, what an honor to be in your presence. You might not remember me. I'm Lancelot.
Lancelot? Of course. How could I forget you? You've come a long way from the boy I sparred with years ago. Well, if you win today, you'll get your wish.
You remember. That day changed my life. I took your advice and trained every day. I'm still dreaming of becoming a knight.
And you better win. I won't work side by side with Maligant. Lancelot, if you forfeit the fight, Arthur can just give you the spot at his round table.
Brother, that is not my way.
I will fight Maligant. I'm not afraid. What kind of knight would I be if I refused to fight when things got hard? Maligant did some bad things, but that doesn't make him a bad guy. Plus, I'm confident I can defeat him fairly.
Noble and true. That's the Sir Lancelot I knew.
Psst, hey, rhyming's my thing, Isla.
It just kinda happened.
Well, if Lancelot's to compete, he'd better get moving. Your sword fighting match against Maligant is starting.
Good luck, Lancelot. Keep your head up and be careful.
Good luck, Lancelot.
Thank you all, and thank you, King Arthur. I won't let you down.
Get ready for our final event, folks. A sword fight between our two top knights of the day. On one side, we have the valiant Sir Lancelot. He will be competing against the ambitious, the ferocious, Maligant!
Oh, be quiet, the lot of you.
The victor of this final event will be given a spot at King Arthur's Round Table, so the stakes are high. And with that, the fight shall begin!
Look at you, Lancey, so eager to serve King Arthur and Camelot. What has Camelot ever done for you?
It's not what Camelot has done for me, it's what I can bring to Camelot. I want peace and to live in a kingdom where everyone has food to eat and a roof over their heads. This is King Arthur's vision, and I believe it's worth fighting for. Don't you want that?
Peace? Power is all that matters. Arthur knows nothing about being a king.
And you think you can do a better job?
Oh, but of course. I was raised by nobles. Arthur grew up with peasants on a farm.
So did I. Camelot is made up of more than just nobles. There are farmers and tailors and blacksmiths and more.
Boring. Nobility like me always get what we want.
I can't watch, Merlin. They're both fighting so well.
Evenly matched in size and skill, both of them have iron will. Lancelot will do what's right, while Maligant's fueled by rage and spite. Only one will win this fight, and he will be our newest knight.
You know I love your rhymes, Merlin, but the suspense is killing me.
Me too.
Patience, Isla and Kay. It's a virtue.
You're a fool, Lancelot. Following that usurper, Arthur. He stole my crown, and I will never forgive him. Forgiveness is for the weak. I will defeat you.
Not today.
No!
And the winner of the tournament is Lancelot. Or should we say Sir Lancelot?
Lancelot won! Lancelot won! He knocked Maligant's sword out of his hand.
Well fought indeed.
I never doubted him.
Debatable, Kay.
Well, whatever.
Though they put on quite a show, their fates were written long ago. Lancelot had goals and dreams. Maligant had tricks and schemes. One had a friend who became his guide. The other was alone and cast aside. One had a hero who paved the way. And that made all the difference today.
Merlin, are you trying to make me feel bad for Maligant? He doesn't deserve our sympathy.
Kay, Merlin's right, though. Even when Arthur was poor and living on your farm, he was lucky because he had you with him, as well as your father, friends, and Merlin, too. All great role models. Who did Maligant have at the castle? A king who's out fighting wars? Sounds like a very lonely life.
Very wise words, Isla. It's never too late for Maligant to choose a different path. Come on, all. It's time to congratulate our newest knight, Sir Lancelot. Congratulations, old friend. You are this tourney's victor. You proved your talent and skill, not only in this sword fight, but in the joust and in the knife throwing and archery competitions.
Thank you, my king.
Brother, I think you may have some competition with the bow and arrows.
Nonsense. Rumors say I'm unbeatable, blessed by the gods themselves.
Debatable. Congratulations, Lancelot.
Thank you very much, Isla.
You've proven yourself, Lancelot. If you'll accept, I'll have you join my Knights of the Round Table.
I accept, my king. I'll serve Camelot with valor and pride.
This makes me sick. You may have won the battle today, Lancelot, but you will not win the war.
Maligant, I'm not your enemy. We are not at war. You don't have to—
You stole my crown, and I'll be back for it.
Not with his knights protecting him, you won't.
Wild beasts as dark as night, spread your wings and let's take flight.
Oh my gosh! Is that what I think it is? He's riding
a dragon!
Next time you see me, the crown will be mine.
How is this possible? Dragons haven't been around for years. Merlin, what is this dark magic?
Dragon magic is quite strong. She hid herself here all along. Dragons all went into hiding. But there's no doubt what he was riding. Why they're back, I do not know. They left our world long, long ago.
This is most troubling. I must return to the castle and devise a plan. Come, Sir Lancelot. I will introduce you to the other knights.
As you wish, my lord. I will not let that man take your crown.
We will defend you, brother.
Thank you, my knights.
Isla, it is time for you to return home.
Really, Merlin? But I want to see what happens with the dragons and everything.
Isla?
Oh, all right. Goodbye, everyone. Today was incredible. Congrats again, Sir Lancelot. I know you'll do great things.
Thank you, fellow knight Isla. See you soon.
Isla, get safely back to your home while I go find out why dragons roam.
What a day. I met Sir Lancelot, the greatest knight in Camelot. Only he doesn't know it yet. And I saw a real dragon. It was scary, but also so, so cool. I don't think this day could get any better.
Isla, your dad and I were just talking. Since you did such a great job on your math test this week, we thought you deserve a special treat. How about dinner tonight at Medieval Times?
What? Okay, I was wrong. This day just got 1,000 times better. I can't wait to see another joust.
And so this day comes to a close. From the fight, a hero rose. Who is someone you admire? How do they help to inspire? Lancelot, a knight so shining, has finally found his silver lining. Today he earned his greatest prize, but a dragon soars across the skies. What comes next? I cannot say, but we've run out of time today. Next week we'll have something new. The silver lining awaits for you.
I'm Liam Neeson. Thank you for joining our young heroine on her search for the silver lining. Isla had to make some difficult choices in this episode, but she also learned some valuable lessons along the way. Now, imagine yourself on this journey. Would you make the same choices she did, or would you choose differently? What do you think the lesson was in this week's episode? Thanks for listening. And don't forget to tune in next week for more magical adventures in our search for the silver lining.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.